So this is the point of the presentation where Ed was going to ask a question to stimulate a little bit of conversation. So I'm going to put on my hat as Ed and say, John, so what were the impact of the differentials in income tax rates applicable to corporations and pass-through entities have potentially on the bankruptcy case? And we've talked about the ability to generate cash and what that means with lower tax rates, but it also means something else very importantly, and that is in the context of a case in which there will be asset sales. And we'll talk about the 100% expensing in just a minute at the end of the presentation. But with regard to asset sales at the front end, you're really looking at who is the prospective purchaser for the assets that may be sold. If you're looking at the type of assets that a private equity entity would look at, the private equity, so a standalone business that private equity believes they can step in, clean up, make it more valuable, and ultimately flip, then the private equity is by definition, because their members, their fund investors, are made up either of foreigners who may not be subject to tax, pensions who are non-taxable entities, or high net worth individuals who now have a lower tax rate coming out from the business, then private equity is probably most likely to present the higher bid because all things being equal outside of tax rates, the entity with the lower effective tax rate is going to be able to present the highest bid for the asset. So standalone type businesses, most likely your best target market for a buyer is going to be private equity because of potentially the lower tax rate. When you start to think about strategic bolt-on acquisitions, though, so just it's not a great standalone business, but it needs another business along with it to really generate the synergies and the benefits, then you start to think about the corporate buyer because, again, that's the kind of business that maybe distributions aren't made out to shareholders for a period of time, and as we mentioned just previous, in those instances, the corporate tax rate at 21% may provide the incentive that allows the corporation to prepare and make a much higher bid for the assets. So it really causes you, if you're representing the debtor, to examine what are the assets that are for sale, who is the target market, and should we be thinking about marketing the assets in that context? Okay. Let's move on to our next major change in the tax law. And just sort of to set the stage, the prior law really was no limitation on the deductibility of interest that was paid to unrelated parties. So bank debt, bond debt, anybody else who was a lender in the U.S., no real limitation on interest expense. The one limitation before 2017 that was key was on debt from foreign parent companies to their U.S. affiliates. And there the objective was with the U.S. tax rate, corporate tax rate, being higher than the rest of the world, place your debt in the U.S., take an interest expense deduction at 35%, and strip the cash out to the foreign parent. So there was that limitation. And when tax reform began, that was a focal point, but somehow the interest expense limitation moved away from just curing problems with foreign parents, and it hit all businesses, whether they were domestic or had overseas operations. So the business interest expense deduction today, after that 2017 legislation, is limited to the sum of business interest income, and that really is just, you know, do you have excess cash in the company on deposit with an institution paying interest? and 30% of adjusted taxable income, a defined term for the taxable year, again, applying to all loans, whether or not from related parties, whether or not from overseas or domestic. Think about, in this analysis, the term adjusted taxable income being equivalent to EBITDA. So most of us are familiar with the EBITDA computation. And so for this purpose, although there is slight differentials, EBITDA has become the approximation that we as tax professionals in presentations like this all tend to use. And that's good through taxable years ending in 2021, because in 2022, adjustable taxable income drops the DA and just becomes EBIT.